Potato. Agriculture being the backbone of Kenya's economy, Kenya Kwanza government's bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, has identified and recognized potato as a strategic crop that can immensely contribute to Kenya economy as well as promoting food security. The Agricultural Sector Transformation and Growth Strategy, ASTGS, prioritized 13 value chains including potato with potential of raising smallholder farmer income and offer dietary diversity. According to National Potato Council of Kenya, NPCK, potato is the third most important food crop in the world after rice and wheat in terms of human consumption, while in Kenya is second after maize and contributes about ₦50 billion to the economy annually. However, like most other crops farmed in Nyandarua County, potato farming has its own myriads of challenges that cuts across from seed development to post-harvest losses. During a recent launch of Kenya Sustainable Potato Initiative, KSPI, project by NPCK at Ol Kalau in Nyandarua County, which aims to enhance potato production in four potato-producing counties, Nyandarua, Nandi, Laikipia and Meru, it emerged that though potato seconds maize, the productivity per unit area has remained low due to poor agronomic practices coupled with low access and use of poor quality seeds. Participants from the four counties highlighted challenges that are commonly facing potato farmers, citing unavailability of certified potato seeds as the main challenge, with only 5% of seed potatoes planted in Nyandarua and the other counties are certified, while 95% is produced informally. A stand showcasing potato varieties being grown in Nyandarua County. John Ratere from Meru County noted that certified potato seeds are rare and the few available are not only expensive but inaccessible. One has to travel from the county to Agricultural Development Corporation, ADC, Molo Farm in Nakuru County, hence many farmers opt recycling the ordinary low-producing seeds. Dennis Kasu from Laikipia County noted that lack of relevant information on potato farming is another challenge, attributing it to lack of extension services at the grassroots to advise farmers on best field practices. Nyandarua County Chief Officer in Charge of Agriculture, Samuel Gataka, echoed the sentiment of his counterparts, adding that due to myriads of problems facing potato production, it has led to low production, which he said in Nyandarua County has led to underutilization of a 500 tons cold storage facility at Ol Jororik. According to the National Potato Strategy, 2021-2025, from Ministry of Agriculture, potato industry tends to perform below its potential since production is predominantly rain-fed and mostly grown in small pieces of land, making it a subsistence crop. More so, there is poor adoption of production technologies and poor crop management coupled with inadequate supply and use of quality seed of preferred varieties, leading to current production of an average of 7 to 10 tons per hectare, which with proper management can be raised to 30 to 40 tons per hectare. Despite this, according to NPCK Chief Executive Officer, Wachira Kaguongo, pointed out that NPCK is committed to advancing the interests of the potato industry and supporting the inspirations of potato farmers, processors, traders and other stakeholders. Kaguongo drummed the importance of putting in place necessary institutional, policy and legal frameworks on potato production, capacity building to farmers, financial accessibility, as well as fast-tracking potato value addition and access to ready market as ways of enhancing potato production not only in Nyandarua County but across the country. The NPCK CEO retaliated that through KSPI, project focus will be on building a strong and efficient potato seed system that would enhance farmers' access to high-quality seed of appropriate variety. KSPI also aims at improving enabling environment and coordination in potato subsector for inclusive agriculture transformation, added the CEO. Ol Kalau cold storage for potatoes. Recently, Nyandarua County Chief Officer in Charge of Agriculture, Samuel Gataka, urged potato farmers to fast-track production of potatoes so as to utilize the facility, which he said is currently underutilized. Agri-Country Director, Mr. John Macharia, said the NPCK is targeting 150,000 farmers from the four counties and their focus is on all aspects of potato production, from access to relevant information, seed production, field management, as well as financial and market accessibility, adding that they are closely working with International Potato Center, CIP, non-government organizations affiliated to potato production and county governments as well as the national government. He further noted AGRA is partnering with NPCK to fast-track the full implementation of potato regulation on 50 kg packaging, which is yet to be fully implemented. The director further noted that only 5% of potato seeds available in Kenya are certified, adding that their aim is to improve the percentage to 29% by the end of this year.